minat untuk bantu di bidang makan.
And they are also interested in helping in the field of nutritious food because they have 80 years of experience in that field, and they are one of who offered initiative for help, perhaps with training and so on.
Pelatihan dan lain sebagainya.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru said the Japanese government will organize a bilateral cooperation package to provide free nutritious lunches for children. According to him, it includes training for nutritious lunch providers and sending experts and assistants to improve their fisheries and agriculture sectors. Moving on to the second news. The Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture has assured the public that beef and buffalo meat supplies will remain adequate throughout the Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri despite the ongoing foot and mouth disease outbreak affecting several regions. This assurance was provided by Director General of Livestock and Animal Health Agung Suganda in Yogyakarta on Saturday. Suganda emphasized that the government has meticulously assess commodities balance to guarantee sufficient beef availability for the upcoming festivities. Furthermore, the government is actively bolstering supplies through a combination of beef and buffalo meat imports and domestic production. To effectively address the FMD outbreak, the Ministry of Agriculture has established a national FMD task force, which includes representatives from Livestock Farmers Association and key professional organizations, such as the Indonesian Animal Husbandry Graduates Association and the Indonesian Association of Veterinarians. And that was Newsline. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Gorgor di
Hello, voice listener and internet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you in the next 1 hour ahead, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And so without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast, of course. And don't forget that you can watch our program and stream through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, let's continue today's broadcast.
Love. Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the nudge of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even come here dozens of times, once is enough. Because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights, Indonesian ambassador to Serbia received visit from Central Java Academics. Indonesian ambassador to Serbia and Montenegro, Muhammad Chandra Widya Yuda, received a visit from academics from the Islamic Institute of Pemalang, Central Java. In a statement on Saturday, he said that this was part of an effort to strengthen educational and cultural diplomacy relations between Indonesia and Serbia. In a meeting which took place at the Indonesian Embassy in Belgrade, the ambassador appreciated the contribution of Indonesian academics who have brought a good name to the nation at the international level. He expressed his appreciation to the Islamic Institute Rector Dr. Amiro and the group of academics who have taken strategic steps by being part of supporting diplomacy programs, especially academic diplomacy and international community service. Academics who attended the event also had the opportunity to present the importance of mental health to diplomats and representatives of the Indonesian Serbian Student Association. In the experience sharing session, both parties shared insights on the importance of international cooperation in improving the quality of education and research, as well as introducing Indonesia's cultural richness to the world. The event ended with presentation of souvenirs from the Central Java Academics to the ambassador as a symbol of collaboration and hope for closer cooperation in the future. Through this activity, it is hoped that more and more youth of the nation will be inspired to contribute to the global arena while strengthening Indonesia's positive image in the international world. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Here's Newsflash. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba expressed his support for Indonesian effort to achieve energy self-sufficiency as one of the priority programs in the Prabowo Subianto-Gibran Raka Buming Raka administration. Japan's support is provided through the ASEAN Zero Emission Community Cooperation Framework. And that was Newsflash.
Thank you. yang telah terucap.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Gorontalo, a province which was established in 2000, is known as the Hidden Paradise. It is in the hidden heaven that Kampung Torosiaje or Torosiaje Village is found, where Bajo tribe lives. After 8 hours of journey from the city of Gorontalo, we arrive in Torosiaje Pier. We continue our journey by boat to Torosiaje Village, which lies on Tomini Bay. The boat passes through under wooden corridor and people's houses. We then cross through corridors in the form of wooden bridge connecting stilt houses, which are arranged like the letter U. Zenonte, community figure of Torosiaje Village, explained how to build a stilt house on new water.
Cara bangun rumah ini gotong royong juga. Tetap gotong royong, panggil teman-teman untuk membangun rumah. Tapi dasar
we built the house together, calling fans to build the houses. But basically, the house making begins with pole. We used to use mangrove wood. Even the land was full of houses, but now it is prohibited. Now people use mountain wood. It even can last for 20 years.
Since its first coming to Torosiaje in 1901, Bajo tribe has always been living on the water, as stated by the head of hamlet in Torosiaje, Akbar Arsyad.
Kalau menurut dari orang-orang tua, katanya orang Bajo ini dikenal dengan istilah pelaut. Jadi orang tua itu dulu masih ada yang ingat.
Elder people said that Bajo tribe is known as a sailor, so they still remember that in 1901, the tribe entered the village. There was no house in this Torosiaje village until that time, because Bajo people are known to live on boat. We called it living in Lepa. Later, in 1930s, 7 buildings were built, but the village was not definitive yet. In 60s, it became a definitive village.
Head of custom, Sandre, revealed the history of this village.
Kalau desa kami ini awalnya sejak tahun 1901. Jadi
our village has been established since 1901. It is called Torosiaje, as it derives from the word Siaje, which is the name of the first inhabitant, while Toro in Bajo language means cape. So Siaje refers to the first inhabitant, who is from Bone. It all began in 1901. In the Japanese colonial era, in 1943 to 1945, in the Proclamation of Independence, this village has been established. Many Bajo people were already here.
Zenonte, local community figure, explained that the development of Torosiaje Village began in 1982.
Kalau dulu itu sih ada sebagian orang Bajo itu ke darat, mungkin juga ada yang di darat.
Some of the Bajo people moved to the land. In 1982, there was a settlement to bring this village to the land. Some has moved to the land. So Torosiaje is divided in three: Torosiaje Induk, Torosiaje Jaya, and Bumi Bahari. They are all from the same region. They are from this main village, Torosiaje.
Bajo tribe is a nomadic tribe which is found not only in Torosiaje, but also in Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Java, and overseas, like the Philippines. Head of hamlet in Torosiaje village, Akbar Arsyad, told us about the legend behind the spreading of Bajo tribe.
Karena memang alur sejarah dulu itu katanya orang Bajo, ini kan ada kehilangan Putri Papu, istilahnya Putri Raja.
Historically, Bajo people lost Putri Papu or Crown Princess. It made Bajo tribes spread in Veralam. It made Bajo tribes spread in every cross, not only in Gorontalo, but also in Pagimana, Bangkai, Jaya, and even overseas like the Philippines. Throughout the coast, we can find Bajo people because, according to history, they spread to find the princess. Other people said that the king did not allow them to go back home if the people did not find his daughter, this princess. So the tribe lived permanently. Some live in Gorontalo, in Kendari, in Bangkai.
Bajo tribe in Torosiaje still maintains traditional ritual as revealed by the custom head, Sandre.
Kalau ritual yang ada itu ada 11 macam saya rasa. Karena itu tergantung daripada penyangkin. Biasa keteguran dari penghuni lautnya, lain adatnya. Keteguran dari penghuni batu, lain adatnya.
There are 11 kinds of traditional ritual, I guess. It depends on the disease. It is usually warning from the sea inhibitor, the estuary inhibitor. It all causes the disease. If people in our village are sick, but they do not recover yet after seeing the doctor, we have cultural medical treatment. This village has traditional ritual if the villagers are hit by disease like diarrhea, chickenpox, but we do not do it if situation in the village is safe. So this traditional ritual depends on the village safety. Then we have ritual to go to the sea. Before going to sea, we hold traditional ritual for sea inhabitants, invisible inhabitants to avoid backlog, heavy stream, typhoon, big wave, and many more.
Since 2006, the regional government has set Torosiaje as a tourism village. This traditional ritual can attract tourists to visit Torosiaje. The development of Torosiaje as a tourism village also gives positive effects to local people, as said by Ahmad Muhammad, fisherman in Torosiaje.
Di sini wisata itu kita sudah bagus. Tadinya kan dari desa belum teratur, sekarang kita sudah jadi para wisata.
Here the tourism is good. It used to be not really organized. Now this village has become tourism village. The government has arranged things. There are also tourism programs that make the village lively. It used to be quiet. The village was not like this. Once tourism program was unveiled and the government's program ran, public transportation operates well. We no longer use boat to cross from house to house because now we have a bridge. We are free to walk anywhere. It's all because the government's program.
Despite various facilities provided like education, health, worship, and electricity in Torosiaje village, people in this village still complain about one thing, which is water, as revealed by Akbar Arsyad as Hamlet Head in Torosiaje.
Kalau fasilitas yang ada di sini ini, dari segi pendidikan ada, dari kesehatan juga sudah ada. Cuma yang bikin kendala kita di sini ini terus.
Facilities in this village are complete from education to health. But to be honest, one thing that still becomes obstacle and makes our life hard is fresh water. Actually, the state tap water company provided water, but it hasn't worked well for 2 years. That's why people pray for the smooth water flow, because it is so uncomfortable, right? Water is an urgent daily need.
Thank you so much for listener and NNBR for accompanying this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI@voinews.id and WhatsApp number +62 821 238 1213. 0. Thank you so much for listener and RRA Nadir. My name is Ray and all the crews from Voice of Indonesia will be right back after this. Only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNN.
Jatuh cinta.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. OIKN BOSF developed 1,800 hectare protected area in Nusantara. Certification of teachers, government priority, religion ministry. And now the news.